Here it is, strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, inappropriate stepdaughter. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 45-year-old father who has a loving wife and four children, ages 26, 24, 19, and 14. My 19-year-old daughter is a very attractive, smart, and spoiled young lady who I will give my life for. Her mother and my in-laws say I spoil her too much. She goes to college and has good grades, but I feel very awkward sometimes when we are alone in the morning and I see her in her bra and panties, walking around the house, either getting dressed or going to the closet to get a towel for a shower. I tell her to go put some clothes on with her nasty behind, but she just laughs and says, "You're my dad. You're not going to bother me." She also comes and tries to sit on my lap to talk, but I let her fall on the floor. She never does this when her mother is around because I know what would happen. My question to you is, what should I do? Do I tell her mother and possibly lose the closeness we have, or keep quiet and be uncomfortable until she is financially stable to move out on her own? And Steve, watch out how you talk about my daughter.
What?
I know. That's what it says. I'm just reading.
What are you threatening me for? I'm just sitting here. I ain't wrote no.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This letter is a bit confusing because in the title you say stepdaughter, but you haven't mentioned that term not once in the body of this letter. I mean, you talk about her just as if she was your daughter. I don't know if that's on purpose or if she really is your daughter. I mean, especially since you say you'll give your life for her. I have to tell you this. At 19, your stepdaughter or your daughter is a grown woman and should know better than to parade around a grown man, dad or not, in her bra and panties. And she doesn't do it while her mom, your wife, is around. So it leaves me to think that she's not completely innocent in this. She knows what she's doing. You say, you tell her to put some clothes on with her nasty behind. Now, come on now. That's also a little suspect and troubling. That's not a very fatherly response. I say you both are playing a very dangerous game here, but you being the father should know better. You have to take control of this situation and, you know, tell her that this is inappropriate. It's inappropriate, your response, and it's inappropriate for her to be walking around this way. You ask, should you tell your wife, her mother, or should you keep quiet and be uncomfortable? Maybe her mother does need to be drawn into this. And just so she can know what's going on in case something does go down if she is your stepdaughter. So you guys stop playing this game. Tell her definitely to put some clothes on. Leave the with your nasty behind off, because that sounds so terrible coming from her dad. She needs to have more self-respect not to rock around in front of you like that. Steve?
Now, the title of the subject is Inappropriate Stepdaughter, but he has done an admirable thing by referring to her only as his daughter. She's very attractive. She's 19. She's smart. She's a spoiled young lady who I will give my life for. You understand that? That's all you can ask of a man, to take on some children that are not biologically his, but he has made them his. And it happens like that oftentimes. Her mother and my in-laws say I spoil her too much. Okay. She goes to college, has good grades, but I feel very awkward sometimes when we're alone in the morning and I see her in her bra and panties walking around the house, either getting dressed or going to the closet to get a towel for a shower. I tell her to put some clothes on her nasty behind, but she just laughs and says, "You're my dad. You're not going to bother me." She also comes to try to sit on my lap to talk, but I let her fall on the floor. She never does this when her mother's around because I know what would happen. My question to you is, what should I do? Do I tell her mother and possibly lose the closeness we have, or keep quiet and be uncomfortable until she's financially stable to move out on? And Steve, watch out how you talk about my daughter. I don't really talk about kids and letters bad. Now, if you're an adult, I got something for you. This is different. I admire the fact that this man calls this his daughter. And I don't think that the man is playing any games. That's the only part why I differ from you, Shirley. I don't think that both of them are playing a game. I think she's playing a game. And she's playing a game with a grown man. She don't know how this could work. But because he is a good man, he'd have wrote a letter in. See, if he was a low-down no good, you wouldn't even hear about this situation. It would just be a situation. And how many women have found themselves in that uncompromising position? So right away, I have to give all due respect to this brother right here. I would not keep quiet about this matter. Right. I would take this 19-year-old and sit her down and have a wonderful conversation with her about respect, loyalty, inappropriateness, and appearances. Because what you cannot do around any grown man, including your father, is flaunt in front of him. Because everybody ain't going to act the way I've been acting. Some people going to take full advantage of this situation, whether you want them to or not. So let's get this type of behavior down pat. Secondly, here's another conversation. I love your mother with all my heart and soul. I have taken on all this responsibility, and this is a family. And as the father, I'm going to tell you when you come out your room to dress like a young lady. Do not parade around this house with panties and bras on. That's the conversation you should have with her. Then I would pull my wife to the side just to cover your bases.
Yep.
And just to say, hey, look, I set her down and I had this talk with her because I want her to watch what she's doing. Because she do this at college or in front of somebody else, it could go sideways. Don't say she's done nothing inappropriate. You ain't got to mention trying to sit on your lap or nothing. This can be nipped in the bud right here. But I would say something to my wife. Hey, look, I set so-and-so down, had a long talk with her about walking around this house with no clothes on, and I had to talk to her about respectability because I don't want her to get in front of some young boy and do this because he ain't going to handle it right. And that's all you have to say. You covered your base, so the subject ever come up, you put it out there, but you have a different conversation with this daughter to get her to understand where you coming from. And game over. Let's quit playing this right here. Don't come over here. Look, listen to me. You're my daughter, and I love you, and I'll give my life for you. That's our relationship. You need me, call me. Get your ass in there somewhere and sit down.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.